Hi, this is Terry. Good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are, wherever you may be across the world. This is the Wynn Show on Monday night on CBS Radio. We're on a simulcast with the conference line and with the DBS Internet Radio Show. We are broadcasting here over the phone line from Sedona, Arizona, where there is a thunderstorm going on here, which was creating some popping noises on Wynn's phone. So Wynn hasn't announced to me yet what the topic's going to be for tonight, but we're in the process right now of corralling up people on the conference line and getting them patched into DBS radio so that everybody can hear the call, whether they're on the conference call or on the radio. Lynn, are you there?
I'm here. We are simulcast. We're on the conference call, and we're on DBS radio. And my name is Lynn Free, and thank you all for your patience. This is our Monday night call, and we are in Arizona, and there's a thunderstorm. So there was a lot of static on one phone line, so we had to figure out the technical solution so that we could do this without static. And so we did.
Sound good now.
But I sound good patching a bunch of stuff together. And anyone that happens to be new on this call, listening for the first time, I am on with my co-host and associate, Terry Brown. And anyone that knows my story knows that about 7 years ago, Terry spontaneously started to communicate with me with a voice speaking through her. And I started having communications with an intelligence through Terry, and we've had hundreds of conversations with this intelligence that demonstrated the ability to predict a newspaper headline in advance, to create a medical miracle for my sister, but probably one of their best attributes was the ability to have a huge amount of wisdom about how this realm works and what the actual goal or function of human evolution, how that worked over many lifetimes. And there's a lot of information that has come through that I don't believe I've heard anyone else say in the manner in which we're getting the information. And many people have been on our calls and have had the opportunity to apply this information, this wisdom to their lives. And some people have had great transformations. Another interesting attribute of this source that is communicating, is that they explain themselves to be a group soul, and that there's millions of them, and that they very much have waited a long time to be able to communicate with people, and it was a fairly rare thing to have this communication. And that because they were a group soul, they had the ability to interface with us energetically. So that when we do these calls, they say they're paying attention to us. And they're paying attention to you. And so there is the possibility for someone to feel their energy on the line. And if it becomes a habit, you can feel it off the line and as part of your life. So, you know, the question is, how does this work? Why is it helpful? Well, one of the reasons it's helpful is because when you make friends with their energy, you now have a friend in another dimension that you can access. And they explain a lot how this works, in the sense that, and many of you have heard the idea that the entire universe is one energy, and certainly that we're all one. And on the ideal level, it's very idealistic. We're all one. We should help each other. But on the experiential level, it's a rare experience to have that as a direct knowledge. And when you do, you automatically start to become more compassionate because you realize that each person is part of you. And on the higher levels, even the sources we speak with are part of us. But this is something that you have to ramp up to that experience. And for many of us, for a while, we just need to hear their communications for one reason, so that we trust them. Because even though the universe is one energy, as subsets of that energy, there's energies that we may not want to become one with. In fact, that is certainly true, because they are what you would call negative, and the aspect of negative is that it attempts to trap you. It attempts to enslave you. So if you get caught up in their energies, it's you have to work hard to get rid of it, because it will do everything it can to keep you contained. And that goes with negative in this realm, as well as negative in other realms. I'm sure that many of you have had the experience of moving into some kind of relationship, whether it's a job, whether it's a neighbor, and maybe you were trying to be friends and your intent was high, but suddenly you found yourself caught up in something that was hard to get out of. So being compassionate and being one with all that is has a level of discernment attached to it, because you need to be attentive to what you give your energy to so you don't get trapped. And that goes with the human level and levels in other realms. And so I always tell people, even though this has been my experience, to apply your own discernment always and suss it out for yourself over a period of time, so that you decide if this is an energy that you're comfortable with being open to. And Terry, are you listening? Are you there?
I am. I'm right here.
Oh, good. I'm just checking. We have a really interesting topic tonight. And the topic was... Pardon me, Terry?
What is our topic?
Our topic is intention, transformation, and DNA activation. And the connection to DNA. And as we move into this call, we're going to be asking our sources for some clarification about all of that. And I'm going to start out by sharing some of the things I've learned from my hundreds of communications and my own experience. And for some of you, this is going to be a way of looking at things that I think you'll resonate with and say, aha, that you never heard of before. If you happen to be involved in a lot of New Age communications, many, many people are talking about DNA activation. And even Wayne Dyer has a book called The Power of Intention. So, as an introduction to this, I'll share with you a little bit that I've learned about DNA activation. And some of you may know that our DNA has what's called strings, and that in most humans, most of the strings are unactivated. And I believe that science calls that junk DNA because they don't know why it's there. And as I've studied this, I've learned that, and this is the way I think it works, you know, there's no way I can prove this, but you can let it sink in terms of, well, that makes sense. Does that resonate? In a human, there's something called chakras, and chakras are energy centers in the body, and we all have seven chakras, and they go from the what's called the root chakra, which is beneath your genitals, up to the crown chakras. And the crown chakra is at the top of your head. And, of course, if you've heard the term third eye, the third eye is a chakra that is on your forehead. So there's the root chakra, there's the genitals, there's the solar plexus, there's the heart, there's the neck, which is communication, there's the third eye, which is psychic awareness, and the seventh chakra, the top of the head, is sometimes referred to as the gateway to infinite intelligence. So what I've learned is that there is a very direct connection between DNA strings and chakras. And one way to look at it is that each strand of DNA up to the seventh relates to a chakra, i.e. the first strand of DNA is the root chakra, which is basic survival. The second strand of DNA relates to the sexual chakra, which is sex and creativity. And the third strand of DNA relates to the solar plexus, which connects with power, personal power. And the fourth strand relates to the heart chakra, which connects with the concept of compassion. And the fifth chakra is the fifth strand of DNA, which relates to the throat chakra, which is communication and wisdom. And the sixth strand of DNA relates to the third eye, which is psychic awareness, and the seventh is the crown chakra. Now, one of the things that happens to a human as they go through life is they have the opportunity to open up their chakras and their DNA. The way many humans, most humans, are somewhere, most humans are somewhere between the third and fourth chakra, okay? They've developed a certain amount of power and a certain amount of compassion, because this is, it's not like an open and shut, it's like percentages. And each strand can be open partway, full way, halfway, whatever. Well, the way that a strand of DNA gets open is by being in the field of energy where that strand is open outside of you. I'll give you an example. Somebody might get a job and have a really bossy boss. And that person started that job with very little ability to connect with their personal power. But now they're around someone else who is connected with their personal power and is bossing them around all the time. Now, if they're a good subject, they will learn how to activate the third chakra. And if they're in a company, once they've mastered that, then suddenly they may have a job bossing other people around, okay? Now, bossing people around, there's no judgment about this. When you go to the higher chakras, you still need your lower chakras activated. You're not supposed to evolve by just having your higher chakras activated, which if you do that and your lower chakras are not activated, you are what's classically known as a space case. And I'm sure that you run into people like that, that are wonderful and have great energy, but have no grounding, nothing in the lower part of their body. So the whole nature of life in this realm is finding arenas where you can participate, where the energy in that arena holds a higher energy, or I won't even say higher, because somebody that's a space case might need to develop their power chakra or their root chakra. And their problem is that in most cases, when they find a circumstance that's focused there, that circumstance is totally not focused in the higher realms. So they have a hard time finding a situation or a person or a mate or a job where both the higher energies and the lower energies are present so that they can develop their lower energies, because that's what they need to do. And so historically, in the past, there was this idea of having a guru. Now, I am not like a proponent of finding a guru, but I can tell you how that works. If there's a person, an individual, that holds their fourth chakra open, their heart chakra, or higher, and that your lesson is supposed to be to learn how to activate those energies, then you will be around that person and you might accept them as your teacher. And by being around them, their ability to hold that energy open will transmit into your energy field and over a period of time open up your fourth strand of DNA. And when your fourth strand of DNA opens, now you can hold that energy for yourself, and you don't need to be around that person. You have learned your lesson. Now maybe you need to be around someone that holds the fifth and sixth and the seventh open. Okay? And this is the way a human grows into cosmic, what we could call cosmic consciousness. But it's not just going to the top levels or you become a space case. You need to have everything open. Now, in one conversation that I had with our sources, because there has been a number of times where this idea of ascension has come into our questioning. Ascension has to do with leaving this realm with your body and arriving in a higher dimensional earth. Now, I asked them, what's the requirements for that? And the requirements are, you need all your chakras open for that to occur. At least open, probably more than 50%. Okay, not perfectly. But to graduate this realm, you only need your fourth chakra open. Slightly more than half. So, for many people that latch on to the idea of ascension, it's probably not going to happen for them, because that's a tall order to get all your chakras open. But graduating this realm with your fourth chakra open means that when you die, you'll end up in this higher dimensional earth. But the chances are you're going to have a natural death or some kind of death in order to graduate. So this is the nature of the evolution, the soul that's evolving in this realm. And of course, the question is, how do I learn to open my energies to the maximum amount possible so that I can open my DNA and have the maximum growth possible? Because when you do that, then that carries to the next life. Now, another important piece to the mix here has to do with this cycle end that the Earth is going through. And this 75,000-year cycle that relates to the prophecies of Jesus, that relates to the Mayan calendar. And here is the significance of that, as I've learned to understand it, is that the Earth itself also has chakras. I don't know if we would call them chakras on the Earth, but we'll use that term because it works to understand the connections. The Earth has chakras, and that up till now, the Earth was operating from a third chakra level of lessons. In other words, people on this planet were meant to learn, at least for the last 75,000 years, were meant to learn lessons of power and individuality. That's third chakra. In other words, you can't go into the heart if you're not an individual. How can you give yourself and share with others if you're not coming from your own center? So you needed to learn to individuate yourself in order to move to the heart. And now the Earth is moving, according to our sources, into a fourth chakra planet. That's what this shift is all about. So that means there's going to be a new lesson on Earth. There's going to be an upgraded Earth, and the lesson has to do with not power and individuality, but compassion and empathy. And so in the past, in this process of reincarnation, we would go through endless lifetimes on Earth. And many of us, according to my sources, our sources, have come even from other planetary systems, other galaxies, and we've had thousands of incarnations. And here we are. And the amazing thing is, we have no memory that all that took place. So every time we die, it's a clean slate and we start over. And in order to move with the new Earth, now there's a requirement that our fourth chakra is open. Our fourth strand of DNA is open. It doesn't have to be perfect. It has to be slightly more than half, because otherwise we don't fit on this upgraded Earth, and it means still haven't mastered the lessons of second and third chakra, of individuality and power. So what they're explaining, and of course this is an area that I can't prove, but it's very interesting that this is what was coming through David Wilcock when I wrote my book. That was my first exposure to this idea. And I said, oh my God, can this be real? And then when Daphne started channeling, and I asked all the questions, saying, can this be real? Can you tell me? And they were giving me exactly the same information as David Wilcock was giving. And then I went back and studied Carla Ruckert, and again, the same information. And then Terry, the same information. And so it's quite extraordinary that four people, and not only four, now that you go look on the internet, you'll find certain people, lots of people, have bits and pieces of what I'm sharing. But because the Earth is going to be a fourth chakra planet, in order to move with the Earth into this new Earth, your fourth strand of DNA, your heart chakra, has to be open, slightly more than half. Otherwise, your energy field doesn't fit into the new Earth's energy field. And that means you have to repeat lessons of the third and lower chakras. And so you become a cycle repeater in learning those lessons, which can mean another match of a hundred or hundreds or millions, who knows, lifetimes in this realm. But if that happens to someone, they're not going to remember any of this. It's just like you don't remember it. We're here again, we're here again, we're here again. And so it's not a tragedy. It's just the way the universe functions. So we talked about intention and transformation and DNA activation. So now I started out with DNA activation, explaining to you, I hope that's clear, the big picture of how this all connects with life right now. And that if what I'm suggesting is true, then that makes this lifetime an extremely important lifetime. Because in all the other lifetimes, you could just come back and repeat, come back and repeat, keep learning the lessons, come back. In this lifetime, there's a division of souls taking place. So now the stakes are higher. Can you keep your heart open? And you'll notice that what I'm sharing with you is a rather sophisticated, esoteric understanding for the prophecies of, or what Jesus said, in terms of one will be taken, one will be left behind. The meek will inherit the earth. Now, I don't know if I like the word meek. I would say those who are open-hearted, because meek sounds like you don't have strength. But those with open hearts will inherit the new earth. And what is the new earth? The new earth is the upgraded earth moving into fourth chakra, moving into the hearted energy. And now, if someone hears this and they believe what I'm saying, or they consider it and they come to that belief, it creates an incredibly high motivation to graduate and to keep your heart open. So now this is where we come back to intention. Now, of course, in the New Age movement, people use intention, say, well, let's just use your intention and become successful and make a lot of money. Well, you know, that can all work. It can work. but probably it doesn't for most people, but they try it. Particularly in this time when everything is getting so tight and finances are hard and there's less money, you have to be pretty sharp to make that work. But keeping your heart open is something everyone can do. Everyone has the potential, but it starts out with intention. It starts out recognizing where you are. Keeping your heart open does not mean you're a nice person. Being a nice person helps, but keeping your heart open means that there is energy in your heart area that radiates outward, and that other people can feel it. And it's something that I strive to do on all of these calls. And because when we create that energy on the call and our sources come in, it's my belief that I know many people are experiencing that energy. And when the sources come in, it's giving people a reference point for keeping their hearts open. And if they keep doing it, they're going to graduate this realm. Now, maybe there's a lot of people on this call that already came in with open hearts, and they already had that activated. And so they're maybe just learning a little bit about the cosmology. I mean, we've had people come in on the calls, and then suddenly they go home. Or not they go home, they leave, and suddenly they start having sources talk to them. Now, that's a careful thing to watch out for, because sometimes those sources could be negative and sometimes not. So you have to be very careful if suddenly you have channeling going on. And we also have this team shift project where every day you can meet with somebody and call in the light. And it's having a sense of community and other people helps you keep your heart open. Friends, true friends, help keep your heart open. People coming together with a high spiritual intent keeps your heart open. Again, Jesus, when two or more are gathered, I am also present. I am also present does not mean Jesus, the body. It means the spirit of the higher realms comes in. Because this even works for me, that when I come in these calls and we meet, and I have the high intent to share with you, my energy shifts just because I'm doing that. I don't walk around in an exalted state. In fact, I'm just like everyone else. I'm grumbly. I have bad days. But every time my intent is high to be of service, then the energy comes in. Well, I am going to call in the light and see how much time we have now. I think we have about 10 minutes. And we have about 12 minutes, and I'll bring in our sources, and I will have them maybe give some expansion in what I said. They may even disagree with it. That's okay. They may say that wasn't right, because I was speaking from my own experience there. And Terry, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
I'm here.
All right, so we're going to call in the light. And calling in the light just means expanding our space, expanding our energies into the higher realms, making connection with each other. And when I say this, I have a very high intent. And because I have a high intent, many people feel it. Every one of you has that ability to learn how to have that kind of intent. And on the team shift calls, people are learning that they can do it themselves. They can call in these energies, and they happen. They come down. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person on this call, and any negativity be taken to the higher realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy, radiating from the center of the universe, through the galaxies, through the planets, through the outer energy fields of the Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection, a meeting for all of you who free-willingly choose to go there, a meeting of all our energies, going back to the place of oneness before we separated. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, to join with us in this space of oneness, and we create a protected space that only the positive has access to, and anything not of that nature must leave now, and we await the identification of our sources, of their presence, and let them address the issues we're talking about.
We greet you in the love light of the One Infinite Creator. We are here October 4th, 2010, on planet Earth, and we are addressing each and every person, and it is an honor to be connecting with each and every person who's listening on the radio or listening on the telephone line or is reading the transcripts at a later time or listening to the audios at a later time. As we look over planet Earth, we see that a part and parcel of the connections that are made within the Earth realm are made through an individual's DNA. It is much as a guitar string is wound around and is able to pick up harmonic resonances or to vibrate and to focus energy within the individual and to then using the individual's intention and the facilities within his body is able to use the DNA to be able to, in resonance, to attract things to them that their intention wishes by resonating their own DNA and then resonating the object of their desire, which is polarized by their intention. Therefore, their DNA is polarized by their intention. There is another factor in the DNA, and right now the intelligence of the human race is going up each year as the Earth is moving into alignment with the Honnefu center, the center of your galaxy. And the individuals are vibrating in conjunction with the increased frequencies that are being provided as the Earth moves through a field of condensed energy that has been radiating out from the Honnefu and is coming in alignment with the arm of the galaxy and with the flat part of the Milky Way, which thus is increasing resonance. And in the increase in resonance, and the increase in frequency is opening individuals up for in the increased activation and resonance of the DNA, not only in the two strands, but in the remaining just DNA, the remaining of the 12 strands, is bringing forth in this resonance abilities that the individual and some other portions of his earlier complex contract did not have. For instance, in the area of bringing forth resonance and the increase in the activation in the strands of the DNA, then these strands are able to pick up thoughts of others more easily as the tuning of a radio station is taking on more components, which that then can be opened to tuning and to bringing through into the individual's consciousness concepts from outside of herself and the ability to manifest more intelligence, thus, and more discernment as more aspects of one's surroundings is available to one to be able to have as reference points for better discernment. Those are our opening comments. Do you have questions on this?
You know what? We talked about the first seven strands of DNA as being the first seven chakras. Maybe you could share a little bit. We don't have too much time, but very quickly, give us an idea what the other five strands of DNA relate to.
There are other chakras. One is further over the head and increases psychic ability as it is like a radiating beacon that be a foot above the head.
Thank you. We better say goodbye. Thank you all for listening. My name is Lynn Free. If you're interested in my work, go to messageofday.net. You'll get emails and channeling and all kinds of information. messageofday.net. And I thank everybody who's on the conference line in particular for supporting the energy that helps us bring through this amazing look at how the big picture of the universe works. And a special thanks to Terry for being here today. And we'll see you all Wednesday when we answer your questions that you submit. And I'm going to stop the tape recording. Thank you all who are listening on the recording.
This conference is no longer being recorded.